Howdy, it's your writers. This is Doug Boyle, Edward Ringer, and Trail Boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 24 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of June 6th through June 12th in the Great American Old West? June 6th, 1889, the Great Seattle Fire destroyed downtown. The fire started in the cellar of a wood shop located at Front and Madison Streets, where a pot of glue on top of a hot stove caught fire. In the subsequent 18 hours, the conflagration destroyed the city's business district and waterfront. Inexplicably, there were no human fatalities. Seattle was pretty nearly rebuilt within just 1 year. The plethora of construction jobs launched a population boom, and the town grew from 25,000 into a metropolis of over 40,000. June 7th, 1912, John Harris, Johnny B. Hen, age 67, died in Tucson, Arizona. Sheriff of Cochise County, Arizona, at the time of the gunfight at the OK Corral. Clearly sympathetic to and part of the cowboy faction. His testimony before Judge Will Spicer, intending to incriminate the Earps and Doc Holliday, was unsuccessful. Josephine Marcus divorced him in 1881 for his philandering ways, later to marry Wyatt Earp. He served as warden at the Yuma Territorial Prison, 1888 to 1890. June 8th, 1886, Alfred Packer, caught after some years in hiding, was accused of murder and cannibalism. After being convicted of manslaughter, his sentence was reversed by the Colorado Supreme Court. Tried again in Gunnison, Colorado, he was then sentenced to 40 years in prison. Paroled in 1901, he spent his last years as a guard at the Denver Post. June 9, 1860. The first publication in Beadle and Adams of the Beadle's dime novel series, Maleska, the Indian Wife of the White Hunter, by Anne S. Stevens, is credited with founding the genre. Dime novels, influential in the perception of the West, but never limited to Western themes or any standard of veracity, were popular well into the 1920s, when they were finally overwhelmed by the pulp magazine. June 10th, 1988. Louis Dearborn L'Amour, laureate of the Plains, age 80, died in Los Angeles, California. Noted Western author of nearly 90 novels, numerous short stories, and several nonfiction titles. His father took the family on the road in 1923, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Nevada. These travels introduced young L'Amour to the vibrant people who would later inhabit his novels. In Choctaw, Oklahoma in the 1930s, he adopted a new name and turned his hand to writing. He wrote stories for pulp magazine signed Jim Mayo before his first novel, Westward the Tide, 1951. Then, among others, Hondo, 1953, Radigan, 1958, Sackett, 1961, How the West Was Won, 1963, The Quick and the Dead, 1973, The Haunted Mesa, 1987. Many of his stories became the fodder for the movies and TV. Hondo, 1953, starring John Wayne, who deemed it, quote, the best Western novel he'd ever read, unquote. Hondo, TV, 17 episodes in 1967. Shockalo, 1968, a British Western, complete with Sean Connery and Bridget Bardot. Catlow, 1971, Heller in Pink Tights, 1960. The Shadow Riders, TV, 1982, and many more. L'Amour had been a major figure in the modern interpretation of the West. June 11, 1979, John Wayne, Marion, Robert Mitchell Morrison, age 72, died in Los Angeles, California. Major Western movie star, more than 140 films, as well as director and producer. His Westerns include Riders of Destiny, the first singing cowboy, well, it was dubbed, 1933, Stagecoach, 1939, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, 1949, The Searchers, 1956, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, 1962, True Grit, 1969, The Cowboys, 1972, and The Shootist, 1976, among many others. June 12, 1893, gunfight at Stone Corral near Visalia, California. A two-day gunfight ensued when a posse led by Marshal George E. Gard, including deputized bounty hunter Hiram High Repelje, ambushed Chris Evans and John Sontag from Bacon's old abandoned cabin at the corral. A tip had indicated they would pass by on the way to visit Evans' wife. Both the outlaws were badly wounded. Sontag was taken, but Evans escaped, only to be captured a few days later, too weak to flee. He lost an eye in his right arm from his wounds. Well, this is program 24 of 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.